The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Whoa. We are joined by Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police force that was formed in the South Bay in Hawthorne, California, by Jay and some other neighbors of his to assist the police. Correct, Jay?
That's correct, Phil, to just take a peek over the shoulder of our police, make sure that they are getting the assistance they need, make sure that there is proper crowd control, make sure that some of the things that the police don't catch, we're able to catch, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right, tomorrow is the opening of the Harry Potter movie, and I know that you said a variety of so-called, what are they called, sub-commanders?
Our sub-commanders, that's correct, Phil.
A variety of Citizens Auxiliary Police sub-commanders will be at movie theaters, movie theater locations throughout Southern California to police the Harry Potter movie. Tell me what that means.
Be very happy to, Phil. First of all, the Citizens Auxiliary Police would like to little tip of the cap to the United States military and the great job they're doing in Afghanistan along with the Northern Alliance. And we know within a very short time, I'm sure the Taliban will fall. And we just wanted to say a little tip of the cap from the Citizens Auxiliary Police about our Taliban and everything that's going on in Afghanistan. Secondly, Phil, we want to remind all children to have a good time tomorrow at the movie theater when you go to see the Harry Potter movie. We want to say, have a great time. This is America. You should be allowed to have a good time. But we also want to warn them that this is, for all intents and purposes, a Judeo-Christian society. And we want to remind them to, while they have a right to watch the movie and they have a right to enjoy the movie, not to bring any, don't bring any magic or any wizardry outside of the theater. Any magic or wizardry that you think you believe in is going to stop at those theater doors, because we do, of course, Phil, have internal security of the country to think about. So we don't want any kids bring any magic or Harry Potter wizardry out of the theater. If they do, there's going to be a serious problem. Citizens Auxiliary Police is at about five different theater locations tomorrow.
Well, what do you mean a serious problem?
Well, I mean, we will have Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders that arrive at Southern California theater locations.
Yeah, you mentioned that. But
we're just saying parents need to be warned now, and we are warning all parents now that we are reserving the right to issue warnings to any child that we observe talking excitedly about the movie or talking in the Harry Potter language, the Muggles and the Quidditch, stuff like that. We are asking...
Well, no. You're telling parents that their kids can't be excited about seeing the movie?
We don't mind the children being excited. What we are worried about is the kids are going to come out of the theater acting excited, and that is going to inspire other kids who may want to go and see the movie. We don't want to see evidence of that. You can go home and talk about it around a movie, but if you see evidence of a child talking, the Harry Potter movie, moving his arms around a lot, we are advising parents, get the child in the car, get out of the area quickly so as not to draw the attention of our subcommanders. Otherwise, we are going to certainly want to talk to that child because we do need to enforce control over these children.
Well, you said that if the kid comes walking out of the theater, Jake...
No, we're just trying to save lives. Please don't get on my case. So we're trying to save lives.
No, I know. But you said the kids come out of the theater gesticulating wildly and talking excitedly about the movie?
Well, what we're saying, Phil, is when you walk out of the movie theater, we are advising parents and children to walk in a steady but unhurried pace. You are to keep your face composed and not wildly talking, oh, Mother, the Harry Potter movie, wasn't that great, about what you just saw. We're advising parents just to keep a very calm demeanor. Walk straight ahead directly to your car. Move the legs forward, back and forth. Don't skip or hop or anything like that, because that draws the attention of the Citizens Auxiliary Police that the child enjoyed the movie. And if the child enjoyed the movie that much, then he's going to be talking about magic and wizardry. We just can't have that with our country, certainly in the security situation that it's in.
We're talking about Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about the Harry Potter movie that's going to be opening tomorrow. And you are saying that you don't want kids bringing ideas of magic and wizardry out of the theater because this is a Judeo-Christian society?
That is true. And any other time, Phil, it might be okay, but right now we got problems, security problems, etc.
But you also are saying that the kids can't come out talking excitedly about it.
That is correct, unfortunately, yes, sir.
Why? Because...
Phil, because they could influence other children. Oh, Mom, look at how much that kid enjoyed it. I want to go see the Harry Potter movie, which time then that child is then induced to go see the film. We are asking kids and parents, and I'm advising the parents now to, they need to be warned that we are reserving the right to issue warnings.
To any kid that you observe talking excitedly or skipping out of the movie?
That is correct, unfortunately, yes, sir.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and this is all because you think that the Harry Potter theme of magic and wizardry somehow threatens the Judeo-Christian society?
Although I think that a child is entitled to have as much fun as he wants at a movie theater. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think when he comes walking out of the movie theater and he thinks he's going to start changing people into an apple, or he's going to use magic to make a building fall apart or whatever, it's like a domino effect, which, as you know from the movie, Titanic is completely uncontrollable. If you saw Titanic, then you saw the ship sank after a little bit of water got in, then the whole thing go down because all the water came in after that. Okay, and so
you're saying that if one kid skips out of the theater, then another kid, and next thing you know, there's a whole bunch of kids that want to be sorcerers?
Well, I wouldn't say that, Phil.
Well, that's what you're saying. You're saying one kid's going to come skipping out of the theater saying how much he liked it.
I'm saying, Phil, let's keep in mind where we are. This is the United States of America. We don't live in Middle Earth. We're not living out there with all the witches and the goblins. We're living here in the real world. And we're in a time of war right now. The United States of America, of course, is in a wartime phase. Now, this is the wrong time to think that we can win the war using some kind of a Harry Potter magic, kind of just abracadabra and Quizzix and Muggles, and boom, the Taliban disappear. That's not going to happen.
I don't think there's a child out there that believes he can do that.
Well, Phil, as a father...
And I've got four kids at home myself.
Well, I'll tell you right now, as a father, if you have kids and you understand that...
I've got four kids at home myself.
Understood. But if you were a father...
What do you mean, if I was a father? I'm telling you, I have four kids at home.
I understand that, but I'm saying, if you were a father, then you would understand that these kids are very susceptible and very suggestible. And you can tell them all kinds of things. So we're going to be stopping people at random, asking, how'd you like the movie? If we hear people getting a little bit enthusiastic, then we're going to have a problem. If the officer asks you, how did you like the movie? We are suggesting that you answer in a calm, dull, stupid-sounding voice. Yes, we liked it very much. Do not modulate the voice at all. If the vocal modulation enters into any hyperkinetic phase, you're going to have a very serious problem. And
well, how would you suggest? I walk out of the theater with my kid.
Okay.
So the officer approaches me.
How'd you like the movie, sir?
I liked it very much.
All right, that's too much modulation.
Well, how am I supposed to answer?
What you're supposed to do is say, I'll say, how'd you like the movie, sir? I liked it very much. You see how there's no... You see how there's no modulation there?
I liked it very much.
That's right.
Well, no human being talks that way.
But you have to understand, if you draw the interest of the sub-commander, you got a dead problem.
You keep saying I'm going to have a problem, man, and I take that as a personal threat. And
Phil, look, we're not threatening anybody.
Yes, you are. You're telling I better tell my kids this and I better tell my kids that, and I don't understand that.
What I'm saying is answer like... Have you ever seen Stephen Hawking,
Yes, I have.
All right, answer the way he would.
And that guy doesn't even have a voice. It's mechanical.
Well, that's what we're looking for. How'd you like the movie? I liked it very much. That is the kind of thing that I think we are looking for, so as not to... otherwise, we will utilize methods that...
Well, you say that you're going to do so. What are you going to do?
I'm sorry?
What are you going to do to try to...
We're going to have to utilize restraint methods.
Restraint methods? Like what?
Well, Phil...
You're telling me you're going to put your hands on my kid?
No, we would use the theater drop. It's probably the easiest because you're dealing with kids.
What is the theater drop? I don't understand that.
You're asking me about police procedure now.
Yes, sir. What is the theater drop?
We simply squeeze the muscle on the shoulder just at the side of the neck. And what happens is the person just goes to sleep for a second, long enough for us to get him into the sub-commander radio car.
This is serious, man.
No, you're transported to the substation... If that answers your question.
You squeeze the muscle on the neck.
No, muscle on the shoulder next to the neck.
Like Spock did.
I'm sorry?
Like Mr. Spock did on Star Trek?
I don't know. It's something that we do. I've never had to use it, but you squeeze it and the guy will just drop.
That sounds like what Mr. Spock did.
So I can't comment on that.
Let me go to Robert. Robert, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Is Mr. Santos nuts?
I'm
is
not
he
nuts.
Just absolutely, I mean, does he belong to the Taliban?
Does he know what this war is about?
I'm
a citizen's auxiliary police officer. We're just trying to protect our children, sir.
What are you protecting them from? Enjoyment from a movie?
No, I didn't say they couldn't enjoy the movie.
You're talking about the Titanic? I mean, threat? What? You know, where do you live?
I live in America. Where do you live?
I live in America, too, and as far as I know, it's a free society, which means if you're excited about something, you can dance.
What did I do? What did
I?
I didn't say the kid didn't have the right to see the movie.
No, but you're telling him you have a right to control how he acts after he comes out of it.
I'm saying it's dangerous in a Judeo-Christian society for kids to spread magic and wizard stuff.
Now, exactly what you're doing, exactly what the Taliban did, which is any act or behavior that we don't condone, that we feel is dangerous, we're going to do something to stop it.
Hi, sir, I think it's a little extreme to compare me to the Taliban. I'm an American
citizen. No, I don't. You're doing the same thing they're doing. You're no better than they are. You're gonna go and do a theater drop on a kid?
No, sir.
I tell you what, if your butt was in Texas, you'd get a theater drop with your head right through a concrete wall.
Sir, we're just trying to save lives. If you interfere with us, I hope you do it
to somebody, and somebody sues the living hell out of you, and you spend your jail.
You're gonna get sued.
Right next to Osama bin Laden.
You're gonna get sued.
Not much better than he is.
Osama bin Laden's over in Afghanistan. I live in the real world, Robert.
You're not in the real world if you think you can control how a kid acts when he comes out of a movie.
He walks out of the movie theater all skipping about how much he likes magic. What do you think that does to the fundamental religious freedoms that we have in this country?
Okay, what happens when he comes out of skipping, if he goes and sees a war movie and comes out skipping about that? Does that mean he wants to go out and kill people?
If he watched the United States Army, I don't see what's wrong with that. It's the United States Army. The United States military engagement.
Well, so a kid that came skipping out of a Rambo movie or something like that, or Star Wars.
Sir, you got a problem with the United States military and enforcing our way of life around the world. That's one thing. I got a problem with somebody coming out with a whole bunch of magic and hocus pocus deal in a Judeo-Christian society. And that's what I'm trying to say to people out there.
Which means you're threatened by how somebody talks to their kids, and you think you can control everyone's mind and what they can do and what they can say.
Exactly. That's my feeling.
Phil, I'm going to tell you and tell this gentleman, as a parent, you two people had better tell your kids when they walk out of that.
And if my daughter comes out of there excited, dancing around, she knows magic is make-believe.
Therefore, we need to do a theater drop.
It's a theater drop. You know what? I hope you do try to theater drop somebody, and somebody big enough to theater drop your butt out of this country.
Yeah, Robert. You know what? You want to believe in spooks and wizardry? That's your deal.
Let me just tell you something.
You can't pull a rabbit out of a hat. Okay, I just thought I'd break the news to you.
Okay, look at Robert. Thank you for your call. I don't think anybody calling here believes in magic. I think what they're saying is their kids have the right to at least skip out of a movie theater without you doing the Vulcan death grip on them or whatever you think you know how to do, man. Get a load of that cat. I squeeze the shoulder right next to the neck. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry here with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Are you in a radio room?
No, we're in a substation radio room. It's located at our substation.
You have a substation?
Yes, we do.
Because the last time I talked to you, you said this was the basement of someone's house?
We utilize the basement of Roy Brader's house when his wife and kids are at their home in Arrowhead. I don't understand.
So that's not really a cop station. It's the basement of somebody's house.
Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed to...
No, I'm just
trying to tell you. Was formed to save lives. And we're talking about the Harry Potter movie right now. I like to stay on track. The Harry Potter movie is a fine movie. I think there's a lot of children who are going to enjoy it. I got nothing wrong with that. When a child come out of the movie theater and he's going, Quidditch, Muggles, Harry Potter, ooh, Hocus Pocus, all this nonsense, I got to stop, give the kid a theater drop. Okay? And I'm telling you right...
Well, what is this thing about, you're going to ask him, how'd you like the movie? It's got to be in a non-modulated voice.
Because we don't want to hear a lot of excitement. It influences other children. For instance, if you say that...
So I'm supposed to say, I like the movie very much?
That is correct.
I can't say, I like the movie very much.
No, you may not. Now, I'm sorry, sir, but we prefer to hear, hey, how'd you like the movie? I liked it very much. Stephen Hawking, as if you lost your throat to throat cancer.
And I got a box there.
And you have a box there. That's correct.
1-800-449-8686. Summer, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I had a question for your guest. I was wondering, why exactly are you doing this?
We're doing this, man, to protect the Judeo-Christian tradition of our country against magic.
Against what's wrong with magic?
All right, Summer, like Summer, we really don't take questions on this show, but thanks for calling, okay? Here is, where are we going here? Vivian, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Santos. Hi, how are you?
Fine, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, I was listening to this on my way home because I live way out in the country, and I thought I was listening to something funny. I couldn't believe what I was listening to.
Well,
and
you think protecting our children is some humorous thing, I suppose.
No, we're trying to protect
our children.
Excuse me. You know,
you think it's some kind of a funny deal?
Don't talk to me about...
That's your problem, not my problem.
Are you going to let me finish?
Well, you're laughing about protecting children
from
wizards and spooks and everything.
You didn't let me finish. You know, I thought maybe that we had gone back to Afghanistan where...
And you think that's funny?
No, they don't allow their children to smile.
Well, you said it was funny.
Would you let me finish? No, I thought you were funny. But
That's all right. If I make you laugh, ma'am, that's fine, as long as I can protect your children.
May I speak? You know...
It's going to take long, or...
Let the woman talk, okay?
No, it's not going to take long. But what I would like to tell you is, instead of going after children that are going to the movie with their parents, doing a family thing... And a book that has caused children to read.
There's nothing funny about witchcraft, ma'am.
Why don't you go after the drunk drivers who are killing our children?
Right now, drinking and driving is something that I think if you're going to be... I know it's against the law, but if you're talking about having to deal with children all day long and a man goes to have a drink at the end of the night, what's wrong with that?
Oh, my God.
I
should send you the pictures of my
funny?
Son lying in a coffin.
Your son's lying where, ma'am?
In a coffin.
What? I don't understand. What's he doing there?
He's dead.
He's dead, you idiot.
Was this have something to do with Harry Potter?
No, but what I'm telling you is, instead of going after parents who are taking their children as a result of a family thing.
Her son didn't die as the result of a Harry Potter movie. He died at the hands of a drunk driver.
What's that got to do with Harry Potter?
We're talking about taking drunks off the street instead of talking about telling kids to say, I enjoyed the movie very much.
You know, these kids are out going to the movie with their parent, doing
unless
a parent thing, instead of running the streets.
Ma'am,
why don't you go after those
unless
people?
He was killed by witchcraft or magic, there's nothing I can do for you. You'd have to call the police. Did you call the police?
What do you think she did?
All right.
You know, you really are hysterical. You really are.
Again,
you are so far out there.
I'm far out there. I'm trying to protect children.
No,
from
you're not
prancing out of the theater and going, where's my magic
you're
wand?
You're trying to protect children against a movie that is nothing but make-believe when there are people out there killing our children.
And if a kid someday, after seeing a Harry Potter movie, goes to a graveyard and tries to raise a dead body using a bunch of hocus-pocus, maybe you'll think twice about that.
Oh, yeah, right. Like they're going to do that. Well,
Night
you know,
of the Living Dead,
you
ever
really
see
nice
that?
Talking to you, but
you ever
you
see
are
Night
so,
of the Living Dead?
You
they
are
came up
so
out of the
far out there that...
Night of the Living Dead? Dude, that was a movie, man.
And Harry Potter's a movie, too. But people get inspired to go out and stagger around.
You know...
Okay, Vivian?
Our children are dying,
first
and
of all, Vivian,
you're worried about a movie.
Let me just say, Vivian, I'm sorry to hear about your son.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And maybe, Jay, you would have the common courtesy to say the same thing to the lady.
Yeah, but
about
you know
what?
About her
like
son
that.
Dying, okay, from a drunk driver.
I asked her when her son is killed by any magical stuff, she can call us. I'll give you my card.
Her son already is dead.
Oh,
now you get it, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't understand.
Jesus.
Phil? It's
yes,
been really
ma'am.
Nice talking to you, and I'm really sorry about this guy. He's so far out there. But it's been really nice talking to you.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
No, it's just Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us. Just that you're saying that any kid that comes out of a Harry Potter movie dancing or being enthusiastic about Harry Potter is into witchcraft, and that's dangerous.
That's correct, Phil. And we cannot. I'll tell you a little story.
What is your problem, man?
I don't have a problem, Phil. I've been trying to protect our kids. If you want to know what my problem is, I can tell you in a very simple answer that I was an individual who was, I think, was traumatized at a certain point about this thing called witchcraft and wizardry, which I know there's a lot of parents out there know what I'm talking about.
How are you traumatized by witchcraft?
I was not traumatized by witchcraft. What happened was I was a huge fan of the old TV show, you might remember the name of it, Phil, a little thing called Bewitched.
Of course I remember it.
All right. There is a woman on that show who is absolutely gorgeous. I thought she was sexy. I thought she was cute. I really loved her throughout my childhood. She had her name by the name of Elizabeth Montgomery.
Yes, I know who that was.
And when Elizabeth Montgomery finally died a few years ago, I said I want nothing more to do with witches. And that's basically it.
So you're down on the Harry Potter movie because Elizabeth Montgomery died, who was the star of Bewitched.
I don't want nothing more to do with witches. I was traumatized by that. And, I mean, if you could imagine every day of your life with only one sex fantasy, and mine was Elizabeth Montgomery, I think it's pretty high-quality stuff. That's pretty high-quality stuff if you're playing with yourself.
Okay, man, I don't want to hear about that, all right?
I just thought witches live forever. Hello?
You thought witches lived forever. Elizabeth Montgomery wasn't a witch. She starred in the movie.
She was the actress.
Yes.
But I think you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. I don't know what you're saying, man. Here is Tom on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, Phil. Hey, I love your show. Thanks for taking my call. And I'd like to simply say that this man will not tell me how to raise my children or what they're going to see. Okay, this is simply a movie. This is Hollywood.
You
know, Alien, Predator, Godzilla, all those movies—they're not real. You're gonna be okay. You know, and if I go see this movie with my child, and like I've taken him to see Star Wars and all the other movies, and if I want to come out there joyous because we enjoyed the movie, I'm gonna do it. You know.
So if I ask you the question, how'd you like the movie? What would you say?
I tell you, man, if I enjoyed it, I'm gonna tell you I truly enjoyed
it.
And if you lay a hand on me, you're not gonna be able to use your hands anymore or anybody.
You're gonna be in trouble.
And if you think that the Rodney King issue created a riot, you don't know what's coming to you. You know what?
Just remember what happened to Rodney King.
A while ago, when
Rodney King,
and you said you were at a substation. You're not at a substation. You're in a cave somewhere. That's where you're at.
You know, sometimes just remember.
You know,
just remember about the theater drop, Tom, because you're about to have it.
That guy is going to say what he wants to say. He's going to love the movie, and he's going to walk out of the movie theater loving it.
If he doesn't say, if I say, how'd you like the movie, and he doesn't go,
Jesus.
That's right. I did that through a voice box.
Here is Scott on the Phil Hendry Show. Scott, go ahead.
Oh, yes.
Sir.
Yes, I just want to know exactly what a theater drop is. I mean, what does that entail?
Theater
what
drop
kind of
entails,
authority do you have?
You grip the muscle on the right shoulder right next to the neck.
Oh, I tell you what, if you grip me or one of my kids like that because they were doing joyous, I would deck you out faster than you can.
Well, then you got yourself a problem because we would have to summon the Citizens Auxiliary Police and we'd have to do the three-step takedown. Scott,
how many judges do you think would just laugh you out of court?
You would get sued
bigger than Dallas.
You're going to sue me? About what?
No,
I'm trying to protect the children for getting it all into the witches and stuff?
If you did a takedown on me or one of my children because we came out of a theater and didn't talk in monotone,
all I'm saying
talked
is
in any way.
You need to talk
then,
monotone.
No.
Yes, sir, you do.
No, I do not.
If
nobody
you enjoy the movie,
monotone.
You can only
You're
say,
not talking monotone. Why?
That's what we want to hear.
You don't talk monotone. You're not talking monotone now.
If I say it about myself, how did you like the movie, this is what I say.
When you talked about Elizabeth Montgomery where you weren't talking in monotone.
When I was talking about who?
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Don't be disrespecting her. You think it's funny?
You're such a kook.
I'm a kook. Don't
yes,
disrespect Elizabeth Montgomery, starred in Bewitched, was the very first witch show. And now everybody's ripping it off with Harry Potter and all that nonsense.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's
great.
It.
Work,
you
man.
Think Harry Potter is ripping off Bewitched?
You better believe it. And I can tell you right now, anybody walks out of that movie theater and I say, how'd you like the movie? And they say anything other than, I'm going to drop them like a bad habit.
Lisa, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Lisa?
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
Mr. Santos, let me tell you that, one, I am so disappointed in you as a police officer. You are out there defending our children, and you are a Looney Tune.
Oh, I'm a Looney Tune?
You are.
You want to kick
someone
out of a movie theater with all kind of witchcraft.
Let me finish. You are terrible about not letting anybody finish.
Well, nobody's got anything to say, and no one's going to tell me how to do my job.
That's
so,
because you're a retard.
But you are going to a lot of kids that are retarded, okay? So I think you're really offensive.
Well, you are going to, on purpose, go up to people and ask them what they think of a movie.
How do you like the movie?
Why are you even going to ask them if you don't want to know their opinion?
I want to know their opinion.
If you want
I don't
them
want
to
hear
your
them
opinion,
being too emotional,
to
okay? What is it with you and you can't hear what I'm saying? If I ask you, Lisa, how did you like the Harry Potter movie, what would you say?
I'd tell you it's
See,
none of your
way
damn
too
business.
Emotional, way too emotional. You're way too emotional. You've got to say, it's none of your damn business.
Well, you need to not ask people.
Say it
what
that
I'm
way.
Saying. Why are you going
like
to ask
that.
A single person
How'd you like the movie,
what
Lisa?
They think of it?
Go to hell.
You need
That's
to
what
go
you need to
on
do.
Some serious
medication. Yeah,
No. Wait a second. I'm asking
Lisa. My 15-year-old daughter would love to tell you something.
If you go to see the movie Harry
Potter. Okay, sir.
Yes,
sir,
ma'am.
Can I just talk? Could I?
Okay. What is your name,
you,
dear? What's your name?
I'm Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, just say this. If I ask you, how'd you like the Harry Potter movie?
I haven't seen it, but could you just, like, let me talk?
Go ahead. Well, you're really rude for a 15-year-old kid.
Okay, you, let me get this straight. You are a police officer of the United States of America,
Lisa,
right?
Lisa, if I'd have you on the ground faster than a hooker or drop your diaphragm.
Okay,
you,
yes,
will
that
you
would
let
be
the
a
kid
yes.
talk?
Thank you. That would be a yes. So, you believe in the Constitution that all our forefathers wrote, right?
Who?
You believe in the Constitution, right, that our United States has, you know, the
of
laws.
Of the United States of America?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, and in our Constitution, does it not state that we can have freedom of speech and that our country has, like, religious tolerance?
See, that's just it. I'm not keeping you from saying what you want to say. I'm just asking you to say it in a non-modulated way.
Yes, but sir, if you ask someone their opinion and they give it to you, no matter how they say it, they have freedom of speech and they can say it.
I'm not saying they can't say it.
You're saying that they can't say it.
No, I'm not.
You're telling people how to say it.
All I'm saying is say it to me in a non-modulated way.
If you want to punish people
for... Lisa, like, I'll give you an example right now. Say, if you want to punish people, say that. Do it that way.
Why can't they speak how they want to speak?
See, you're not doing it. Why can't they speak
because
how they want
to
speak?
Because
I don't
have to do that, sir.
Because I have freedom of speech. I have freedom of speech. What's wrong with that?
You sound like an idiot.
Because you sound like you're dead. And you can speak however you'd like to speak because you have
Lisa,
freedom of speech because of the Constitution
that
you believe
news,
in by
speak.
Becoming a police officer of the United States of
by
America.
By becoming a police officer of the United States of America.
And you're talking about how you're saving. Shut up.
Shut up. That's what I'm saying. See, I'm teaching you a new way of
communication.
Why does
it matter how they say it? Why
does it matter how they
say it
like
that?
Why if I say it like that, would you shut up and listen to what I'm saying?
Okay, so now you're acting like a real jackass. What a moron, okay?
What a moron.
No, you're a moron.
You're a moron.
And will you actually listen to me?
I'm listening to you, Lisa. I'm trying to give you and Mr. Henry...
We get it.
What I'm saying is that why does it matter how they say it? And also, just forget about the whole how they say it and the freedom of speech, which is, I think, been, you know, stressed enough here. If we have religious toleration in our country, why can you punish people for liking a movie because it's not Christian?
I didn't understand. Say that again.
Okay, if we have religious toleration in our country, right?
Toleration.
We accept our religions.
Go ahead.
Then, if someone wants to believe in witchcraft, they can. They are allowed to by our Constitution and by what our laws say. How can you go out and punish them for that?
Hold on for a minute.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What were you doing?
Oh, so in other words, a man's not allowed to go to the bathroom.
In the middle
of
the...
Oh my God, you're in the bathroom? Oh my God, this guy is mental.
What was
wow.
I? What I saw? Oh, I get it. Only Lisa is allowed to go to the bathroom, and Mr. Henry's allowed to go, but I can't.
In the middle of a phone conversation on a radio show that's being aired to close to 100 radio stations?
Oh, well, get you.
Sir, could you just answer my question?
Say it again.
Okay, if our country, for the fifth time, has religious toleration, how can you go out and punish someone if they believe in witchcraft or want to see a movie with witchcraft in it? If you believe in our Constitution that says that we have religious toleration...
I got a prostate problem.
Oh, my God, this guy is psycho. I am 15, and I am so much more mature than you will ever be.
Huh? I didn't hear that.
Sir,
maybe if you weren't in the bathroom with the freaking toilet.
Can I just
toilet.
Say something really quickly?
Go right ahead.
I am a Christian, okay? And
yes,
I just got back from youth group.
Uh-huh.
And I believe in everything that our Constitution says, and I believe that as a Christian, you should accept other people. And I'm going to pray for you because you seriously need help, and I'm just going to hope that you can understand what a big mistake you're making and how completely wrong you have it all. And I don't think that talking to anyone is really going to help you. So
man.
I'm just going to pray for you and tell you to have a nice day.
I'm going to get that check.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Goodbye.
1-800-449-86. You have just made a... Oh, what is this?
That's our music. Citizens Auxiliary Police music.
Maybe you want to have that pumped into the bathroom, man, because you're spending half your life there, okay?
Huh?
I said maybe you ought to have it pumped into the bathroom because you... Ah, never mind.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Or the citizens' auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state laws.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Preceding bit, the voice of Jay Santos was performed by me, as well as all the sound effects and everything. That was just all of us. And the callers were real people who thought that Jay was a real guy. And that's the Phil Hendry Show, at least in part. Britney Spears is on the cover of this month's Rolling Stone. It is their People of the Year issue. And quite an astounding picture of her on the cover. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, I would suggest you go out and you get the Rolling Stone issue today. There's also a article here that German farmers are using Britney Spears to chase off rampaging pigs. Honest to God, what happened to the song I had? The wild boars are a protected species in Germany, so the farmers can trap or hunt them. With nowhere else to turn, they decide to assault the porkers' ears with pop music. Madonna and other performers had little effect, but at the first notes of Britney Spears' song, Oops, I Did It Again, the piggies squealed in fright and ran for the hills. I don't know if this stuff is true or not, but the farmers shouldn't have been surprised. They say they have the same reaction to Britney Spears. So this song, this chases pigs out of their yard. When you look at Britney Spears, especially when you see the cover of her, the picture of her on the cover of Rolling Stone, it's very innocent, it's very sweet. She's really doing some things... Craig's laughing when I said innocent. Okay, she's wearing a brassiere and jeans. But the picture of her is one of sweetness and just absolutely, what are you looking at me for? Why are you looking at me? I'm just here with my, you know, everything hanging out. What? Oh, nothing. I'm sorry. Yeah, why? You know, she's a really successful performer. She's also in the midst of sort of recreating her career a little bit, sort of refocusing her career. I think she's totally on target. And if you read the interview with Madonna in Rolling Stone, which I know most of you probably didn't, I'm the only guy that reads this crap. But at any point, Madonna had made this point. She said that Britney Spears was her good luck charm. And she said she like goes to sleep with a Britney Spears t-shirt on because Britney Spears is the next Madonna. I guess that's the thing that I'm trying to say here. And you know, she's 20, 21. People, this age thing... She's much older than people say she is. People think she's 19, 18. This woman is 20, 22, 21, 22 years of age. Easy. Now, who was it that worked on the Mickey Mouse Club and said you can't even get hired there? Chris, was that like somebody in your family? No, what were you telling me, Craig, about somebody said that you can't even get hired on that show unless you're a certain age?
I guess
the union won't let you work that many hours unless you're a certain age. So, and she was, what, 16 when she was on the Mickey Mouse Club? 13? She's probably 22 years old. The other thing about her is that with all the innocence and all the sweetness, you know that she has complete charge of her career. And when you have complete charge of your career at that point of success, and she is arguably the biggest pop star in the world today, she is probably firing people left and right. I mean, I'm being serious now. I'm not. She's probably. And another thing, if I ever see you do that to me again on a stage. Well, look, Brittany, I don't give a crap. Now get out of here. Ms. Spears, get out of here. You ever heard those outtakes of, like, Paul Anka getting bugged at his crew? And that's what she's doing. I don't know. I don't like the song. Well, Brittany, oh, shut up. Keep your mouth shut long enough, Eddie, huh? I told you you blew it on stage the other night. The lights were wrong. The sound was wrong. The smoke. When's the smoke supposed to be out there? Brittany, I think you said. Just answer my question. When is the smoke supposed to be on the stage? After Oops, I Did It Again. After Oops, I Did It Again. Right. And what did you do? I'm out there with my ass hanging out. Madonna's got complete control of tickets, instrumentals, marketing, and I can't even get the smoke when I want it. Miss Spears, your mother said that you wanted it before the song. Well, my mother's nuts! Not during, not before, after, you piece of crap! Yes, ma'am. Now what's my name? Britney Spears. What am I? What am I? Biggest pop star in the world. That's right! Now I'm putting everybody on notice. Everybody. I see that smoke after Oops, I Did It Again. Now, how do you spell my name? B-I-T-C-H. That's right! You think there's only one Liza Minnelli? There's two! I didn't get to this point in my career to have you assholes screw it up! Brittany, you know that we only have your success at heart. Then act like it! Let me ask you a question. Yes, Miss Spears. When a pilot lands an airplane, he sees the runway, he has his instruments, right? What are you looking at? What do you see when I'm out on stage and I'm calling for the smoke and you guys are standing with your thumb in your ass? It won't happen again. You're damn right it won't happen again. Happens again, you walk!
I'm not that innocent.
Okay. Well, that was cool. I just potted it up and it was there. I didn't plan that out. It just...
I'm dreaming up.
Yeah, and it just happened.
Pushing up the arrows so truly.